I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. I asked catchers around the country for their hints, tips, and secrets of playing the position, and here's a wrap-up of some of the answers I got. First, I asked if the catcher contributed to the pitcher's choice of pitches. Answers? 1. Yes, I do. If the hitter is standing far up in the box, I motion the pitcher to go deep and vice versa. I'll even move around the plate, in or out, depending on if it's a pull hitter. If there's a man on first and the batter's a pull hitter, I'll move outside. 9 times out of 10, a pull hitter, pulling an outside pitch, will hit a ground ball and, with luck, a double play ground ball. 2. A catcher should know the way a batter hits just as much as a pitcher. He should use his glove to indicate an inside or outside pitch, and he should use hand gestures to ask for a short or a deep pitch or a high or a flat pitch. 3. I like to yell, "Hey, watch this guy," and try to blow up the batter's ego. This often results in an overswing and a 260-foot pop-up. 4. I only call for a particular pitch when I know the batter has a strong tendency to ground out or fly out on that pitch. 5. Most pitchers have a feel and rhythm for the game, but sometimes they appreciate some input from me, especially if they're having a difficult time getting a particular player out. 6. The only thing I ever call is inside or outside. I just lean my glove to one side or the other. My pitcher knows what to throw and when, for the most part. Next question. What fundamentals of catching are misunderstood by non-catchers? 1. They don't realize how important the catcher is to the rhythm of the game. Catchers, keep the ball in front of you after the pitch. Nothing slows the game down more than a catcher who constantly has to run to the backstop. It freezes the defense. It diverts attention from the game. It drives me nuts when catchers just nonchalantly let the ball go behind them and then lope back to the fence, and then make a weak throw back to the pitcher who misses the short hop, and now the second baseman or shortstop has to go retrieve the ball. 2. Most catchers don't think about the quick reactions that are necessary. Foul tips come back at you extremely fast, and it takes a fast reaction and a quick glove to catch those. Throw homes are important, and you have to know your proper alignment standing in front of the plate. Bad throws need to be stopped, or it costs your team dearly. Getting the ball back to your pitcher quickly and accurately after each pitch is important because pitchers pitch better when they're in their groove and setting their own rhythm. How do you contribute to the team effort other than by making plays at the plate? 1. I run up the line on ground balls when the bases are empty. On base hits through the infield, I sneak up behind the runner. The first baseman walks away from first with his back to the runner, as if he wasn't paying attention to the runner. Then the cutoff man throws to me at first, catching the runner napping. This doesn't work a lot, but when it does, it's a morale booster and a half. 2. I bark the outs at the top of my lungs. It serves as a wake-up call for some of our guys. 3. If any moron in the field doesn't know how many outs there are, it's your fault. 4. Talk it up a lot for your team, and try to get into the batter's heads if possible. 5. I move the fielders around based on where the batters have hit the ball before. I really try to remember the past tendencies of batters. 6. Very important. Take advantage of the fact that you are the only player on the field who is constantly in contact with the umpire. Be extra friendly to him, and he's more likely to call the close ones your way. The worst mistake a catcher can make is to make the ump mad. 7. The catcher is the baseball equivalent of the quarterback. He aligns players and reminds everyone of the situation at hand. He also calls the cuts on throws home. 8. Keep your infielders in the game. Let them know the situations, the number of outs, the speed of the runners, where the runner usually hits. 9. I like to grab the opposing team's bats after an at-bat and hand it to the on-deck hitter. Just a nice gesture that can help in the long run if tempers get heated later. And I can make a quick check to see if the bat looks like it's been doctored. In our next catcher program, we'll look at what catchers wish they had known before they began catching, and more tips and tricks from longtime catchers. For more articles about playing, coaching, and managing slow-pitch softball, see the bottom of my website, slowpitchbook.com. That's all one word, slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.